Deborah, calling from Burien. Hello, Deborah. Are you still there?
Yes. My question pertains to confusion over the health benefits versus the health risks of beetroot. I've been, I get checked every 6 months for precancerous lesion, which I had a, anyway, but for the last several months, I've been eating between 15 and 18 fruit and vegetables a day. I did not have, I just added beetroot, which I, anyway, I have that every single day. And now okay. I'm reading that it, that beetroot might cause cancer, but I'm not sure, you know, I'm reading this stuff on the internet. I have no idea where it comes from. So I wanted to ask you because you know more than.
Yeah.
You know, well, I just wanted to ask somebody that has some kind of education behind what they're saying. So what is your opinion? It's the nitric oxide that is apparently the problem. And I've looked under Google Scholar and tried to read that you know, the various studies, and I can't interpret them because I'm very much a layperson, and I'm, I'm looking, and I do see that nitric oxide, when it is produced by, I guess it depends upon how the nitric oxide is produced. I want to know, am I taking a risk? It's really hard for me to believe that, because why else would they sell all this superfood stuff with beets in it? I don't use superfood. I just
I tend to agree with you, Deborah. I, you know, to tell you the truth, I have not read anything negative about juicing beets, and I often recommend it for just that reason, improving the nitric oxide levels, which, you know, for people with cardiovascular problems, high blood pressure.
Yeah, I don't care about high blood pressure in the least.
Okay.
I care about cancer. That's the only thing I care about.
Now, one thing I would mention is if you're not using organic beets, you know, of course, that could be having some pesticide or herbicide exposure.
I can't afford organic anything. So there you go. I wouldn't be eating anything if I would be. Okay, so.
So it may not be
the
beets.
I wash it with soap and water. I wash the beets with soap and water.
Yeah. Well, when you're doing beets, especially, I mean, beets are very powerful for liver detox and tissue detox. So I would strongly recommend to do organic because the levels of you know, harmful ingredients and a lot of environmental toxins are cancer-causing. So it may be more related to that versus the beets themselves, which of course, have been used for centuries for all kinds of different problems. So I would, I don't know, I haven't done an exhaustive research on beets, but I've never seen a problem clinically with it, and I would say I've used it quite a bit as a liver and cardiovascular support. So I feel like
as much as like a half a beet a day.
Oh yeah, yeah, you could do several beets a day.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're, you mentioned, what, 13, 14 fruits and vegetables every day?
15 to 18 fruit and vegetables a day. I eat just a small portion. I'm only I'm not 5 feet tall, so I only eat a tiny piece. I have a refrigerator like a salad bar.
You know, that's so fantastic. Well, you know, you could easily do some, you know, serum metabolic blood work that could help us figure out is your liver or kidneys or is there some other area of the body that might be stressed out from that. But I really doubt it. I think you're doing a good thing for yourself. You might take a break a little more often, but other than that, I think it's a healthy thing.